And with us this morning from the Sauk Valley Area Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Last Month, but it's good to see Chris Noble again. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm all right. Kind of waiting for everything to just settle out and say, hey, we're going to be spring from here on out instead of the back and forth.
Oh, yeah. I like that plan. I like spring and I like warm weather. And I don't want it to snow again. That would make me sad.
Ooh, I didn't say the S word that time. That came from somebody else. Boy, you know, we got a lot of things to get into. But up until this point, I always like to bring up keeping the ambassadors busy and those scissors. You get cutting ribbons all over the place.
Yeah, we've seen some growth this year. And then so new members and then just some updates. So we're excited, and it's just good to recognize and welcome members, whether they've been in business for years and joining the chamber, like El Jacalito, or it's a brand new business in town. We want to celebrate them. And if you're a business owner and you're not part of the chamber, check us out. Give me a call, because we really want to talk about how we advocate for you, how to get engaged in the community, some of the stuff going on maybe that you want to know about in regard to the riverfront, some of the legislation that's happening at a state level and a federal level, and of course, working with city government. So it's really important, the role we play, and we want you to be a part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I brought up ambassadors. I probably won't bring it up again, but you still missing a few ambassadors, or
yeah.
What does somebody do if they want to be an ambassador?
If you're a member of the chamber and you have a position where you like to be out in the public, you want to make connections, we take an application and sit down with our co-chairs, and you can join us. We have probably about 4 or 5 spots available.
Wow.
And we meet monthly for lunch, just to chat and visit. And then it's the ribbon cuttings, the customer service awards, being greeters at our events. It's a really good gig for somebody that their job is to be out in the public and make connections.
Wow. Yeah. So all they got to do is contact and say, hey, how do I get in on this ambassadorship?
Yep. Drop us an email. If your business is a chamber member, you are welcome to join us.
Oh, fantastic. Well, along with that, you got plenty of things coming up, and quite a few flyers there.
As you look at my list.
Yeah.
Yeah. So event-wise, again, Thursday, the 18th, Business After Hours. Hope Cancer Wellness Center. This is out on Plock Road between Sterling and Dixon. They always do a great event. You can tour the site, the house where the center is. And it's just a great organization to support. So that starts at 5 o'clock, goes till about 6:30. Join us for some food, beverages, and door prizes.
Well, you know, Joan has really grown their services out there, and new offerings coming up all the time to assist, cancer patients.
Yeah, I think it's meeting a need that we wish we didn't have to meet, right?
Right.
With that terrible cancer word. But it is a great organization. So we're excited that they offered to host, and looking forward to that. And then moving into next week, there's two big things I guess I would say is going on. The WACC CEO program trade show Wednesday and Thursday out at the mall. If you've not been to the trade show, you just need to go. It's that there's 30 vendors, probably 30 high school students have businesses. It's a business. It's not a fundraiser. It's not a craft show. It's really these students have businesses, and you can purchase. You can just look at what they have and just come out and support them. Starts at 4:30 on both of those days. Goes till 7:30 on Wednesday and 6:30 on Thursday. And again, our chamber, I'm the board chair this year for the CEO program, just because we believe so much in investing in our young people. And again, we want them all to stay here and become contributing members of this community.
It's amazing to watch their presentation and interaction.
Yes.
You know, you can engage with them. It's like they know their business.
And back in the day, I say this because I've seen the class, it puts students head and shoulders above other students just with their social skills,
right.
Business skills, communication skills. Like I, at 16, probably couldn't walk and chew gum back in the day. And these kids are developing business plans, asking thoughtful questions, So we're excited for that. And then on that same Wednesday, the 24th, we are having our U.S. Chamber and Illinois Chamber legislative update. It starts at 11:45 on the 24th. And Andrew Cunningham and Ryan Gleason, both with the Illinois Chamber and U.S. Chamber respectively, are coming out. And there's some big legislation impacting just us as regular human beings. This thing called the tipped worker bill in the state of Illinois, trying to raise the minimum wage for tipped workers, which and our job is to provide facts, but the people need to understand where the bill is coming from and what that really means if you work in the restaurant industry, because it's not just tipped workers making more money. There's much more to the legislation. There's some other stuff for if you own a business. There's this thing called the Corporate Transparency Act. You have to know about it. It's a federal law, and you get dinged if you do not file these certain papers.
Wow.
Big deal. And a lot of small business owners don't even know this exists.
How do they get left out of the loop?
Because a lot of legislation is done without telling the people it affects. That sounds awful, doesn't it? If you're a chamber member, you're getting these updates. Like, our job is to let you know.
Right.
We have been talking about this. But if you are out there and you're not connected and there's legislation that affects you, I can think of several laws. And this is if you have five employees or more. So these are super small businesses in our mom and pop, right? The Paid Leave for All Act. You now have to offer vacation time to part-time employees.
Right.
It is a law. And if you don't, you could get fined.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're out of compliance with any of these things that you might not know about, and then all of a sudden here comes the zinger.
Yeah. Here's a fine. It's like $250 per employee or something like that. Again, we don't know how they're doing that.
Right.
We do know with the Paid Leave for All Act and the Illinois Secure Choice, they are going into larger cities, the state, and seeing if you have these parameters in place. So,
well, who are these corporate transparency home auditors?
That's the federal government, so it'd probably be the Department of Labor.
Wow.
And they just show up, right? If you are a business that has a tax ID, they can show up and say, hey, are you following this law, and this law? Show me the paper trail.
Mm. Wow.
It's a lot I don't understand, but I can get you in touch with people who do understand.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And then the other event thing we got going on is our member golf outing.
Ooh.
Big fundraiser for the Farnham Scholarship. June 14th, we are about two-thirds full. So
already?
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, we start working on this in February.
That
and it's
happens.
A big deal because We get a lot of support because they know the money's going towards scholarships, towards workforce development stuff. So we're excited for that. If you are a chamber member and you want to golf, we would love to have you bring out a foursome or a twosome. Or if you want some visibility, we have whole sponsorships. So that'll be at Deer Valley on June 14th. So give me a call at the chamber. And speaking of scholarships, we are in the process of allocating and choosing our recipients. So ag, we are done. Manufacturing, we are done. Farnham, I'm scoring today. And HBLC, scoring tomorrow. So we should be allocating probably close to $30,000 in scholarships this year.
Wow.
All local students.
Yes.
Did I say local students?
Right.
Yes.
Well, we told them, get these in. How many
yes.
do you think, how many showed up, do you know?
Total applicants?
Yeah.
13. We had over 50.
Okay. Is that good?
It was HBLC for a student of Hispanic descent. We had 21 they had to look at.
Wow.
Farnham, the business scholarship, we had 8.
Hmm. Well, next time these scholarships pop up, maybe we'll get more.
Yeah. Time. We really want to push the manufacturing, and we're going to make some changes to that. We're going to increase the amount.
Right.
The other thing the board did, because the manufacturing dinner does so well, so we are going to make a contribution and sponsor the Whiteside Area Career Center does a trades camp for middle school kids in the summer. They get to come out and weld, hammer some stuff. and do other things. And so we're making a contribution to that to help offset some of their costs so more kids can maybe participate.
Wow, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
So so you kind of, out at the golf outing, you kind of get the thing in motion and then it just takes off on its own, right?
Yeah, we do Deer Valley does lunch. We have amazing sponsors. Cunis Auto is our title, and then Sterling Commercial Roofing, Cunis RV, and CGH.
Wow.
And then the whole sponsors. And so at 12:30, a shotgun start, and I get to drive around in a cart and visit, chit-chat, thank people, watch them tee off. And it's just a fun day. We have some serious golfers. We have some not serious golfers. But again, they're all out there to support the chamber and some of our education initiatives.
Wow. Yeah. And that, you like you said, it fills up fast.
Yeah. And we would like to have a full, Deer Valley just does such a great job as a member of our chamber,
right,
and supporting what we do. And, you know, some of the same teams year after year that we're really grateful for their support. Because again, the scholarship and then being able to go, we went into 7 classrooms this year and talked about essential skills, and that we couldn't do that without the support of our members.
Right. Wow. I you can tell you really enjoy working with the kids.
Yeah, I do. If that's my passion, is the whole pathways for young people, or just young people in general. And
right,
one of the things I think we've been able to do, probably why we've been able to do well with it as a chamber, like accreditation when we were Chamber of the Year in 2019, is my gift of working with young people and having a background was where the board wanted to head about keeping kids local, keeping this community thriving, and letting kids know how to support local. Like, for every dollar you spend, 68 cents on the dollars regurgitated into the community. So shopping local, spending your dollars here, and some kids don't understand that. They don't understand, and I'm not saying you don't need to buy things online. I know that sometimes you do.
Right.
But really putting thought into what can I purchase locally, because those tax dollars stay local and it gets I'm supporting maybe my neighbor who owns a small business, and really getting kids and adults to think about that. When I spend money local, it stays
right
here.
Well, we have this thing called Small Business Saturday, but we should make that every Saturday.
Yeah, and I think when you shop local, whether people say, oh, I have to pay more, I don't know that I agree with that, because
right,
I think prices are very competitive. But I also think it's the intent. Like, and we have a great conversation with the CEO kids when I go into classrooms about what does that mean to shop local in this region and support our local retailers. And that's also the part of the chamber. If you're a chamber member and you're a chiropractor or you're a hairstylist, why is that important? Also, that we use local resources, local providers.
Absolutely. Wow. Lots of things going on, lots of things that'll be coming up, and certainly appreciate the update and your time, Chris.
Yeah, no, I'm always glad. You're always a big champion of what we do, and it's nice to just kind of share what's going on in the chamber world. Some riverfront stuff is moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited about that. And then our Keystone Group, which you know is our 18 to 38 years old millennials and Gen Zers, we have some activities coming up. So if you're in that age group and you've not been to a Keystone meeting, call the chamber. We have a family event coming up at the Y. We are going to go to Whoop Your Axe and throw some axes. And we're going to go to Sterling Township and get a tour. So, again, it's engaging people, 18, 19 years old, 38, to get involved in their community. And here's what my mom said. My mother's 84. Mm-hmm. And she would always say, and again, single mom, raised 3 daughters, if not you, then who? Who's going to do the work?
Right. Wow. Wow. Mom's always right.
Yeah, those are words of wisdom from my mother. I'm sure she stole it from someone else. But anyway, that's the thought. If you don't get involved to have a voice, who's going to do it?
Right. Okay. Well, Chris, well, thanks for everything you do.
Why, thank you for having me.
You've got a lot of ground to cover, and you do it, and then you go add to it as we move along. Certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, we do cover a lot of ground. I went to Wyandotte 2 weeks ago for Grip Farms, joined the chamber. They're a huge operation. So again, being the Sauk Valley and being heavy in ag, we were honored that they joined our chamber, and we went down for a ribbon cutting. It was nice to see their incredible facility.
Wow. More to come.
Yep. More to come.
Keep adding them on. Thanks again so much, Chris. And for any updates, check out the Sauk Valley Area Chamber of Commerce Facebook page and find out more and keep yourself updated. Thanks again.